Hello, gorgeous humans. Welcome back. This episode, I wanted to speak about dating and the one key shift that will completely change your dating life or dating experience. And it's a pretty like fundamental, foundational piece that I think everybody should consider. And that's dating sober. And what I mean by dating sober is emotionally sober. So what that would look like is you not having any like emotional bonds or attachments to other people, maybe exes or some situationships or some quote-unquote friendships that are kind of undefined, flirtationships, situationships, delusionships, whatever ships that you are creating with people that are not actual real relationships, and also sexual connections, right? So any kind of sexual, whether it's a sexual relationship or kind of like lusting after somebody, or still, you know, still like connected with your ex, or having this like friend with benefits, or even, you know, when you are dating, connecting too soon with that person sexually, or connecting too soon emotionally with that person, that makes you like intoxicated, right? Because when you're high on this like oxytocin and the hormones and the sexual energy and the emotions and the passion, you're intoxicated. You're not sober. And it's the same, you know, it's like when you are intoxicated, when you're drunk on alcohol, you don't have the same wits about you. Right, you're a little bit woozy, you're a little bit disoriented, you're a little bit confused, like you have less inhibitions, you just feel, you feel different. You don't have the same reasoning capacity as you would when you're sober, right? It's the same with, it's the same in dating, it's the same in, you know, engaging in this like chemical, biochemical cocktail of emotions and sensations when you are connecting with other humans, right? And so this is what I would suggest to do, to go into dating without any of that mess, any of that drama, any of that, of those, you know, like these things that, make the water murky and not clear. Because then you don't know who's the right person for you. You cannot see it because you're just so like everything's kind of hazy, and you look at things and you look at people, especially the people, the new people you meet. You look at them through this like cloud of hazy. Oh, is it? Is it not? Are we compatible? Are we not? And you're kind of confused because you're feeling something, and it's just a mess. It's just a mess. And so I posted this thing the other day in my Facebook group. When it comes to dating, relating to dating. So I said, you wouldn't go out and buy a pair of shoes that's two sizes too small and think, oh, it's okay, you know, they have potential, I can change them, I can stretch them out, I can make them fit me. You wouldn't do that, that's ridiculous. But we do that with relationships, right? We look at men and think, oh, well, no, yeah, you know, he's okay, but I can fix it. I can, you know, I'll fit him into my life, or I'll fit into his life. It's okay. Even though, you know, we don't quite match, it's okay. We'll, you know, we can fix each other, or we can change each other. And that's just not the best mindset to go on, right? So how this relates to this week's topic is that when you are intoxicated, when you are like high on emotions and entangled with all of these different, I don't know, men or like whatever, all of these different energies like clouding your vision, you're not able to tell whether the person is compatible or not. You're just too blind, you're just too hazy in your thinking, in your feeling, in like your intuition cannot be trusted in those times where you are like inebriated. Is that the right word? I feel like I just made it up. I think it's a word. Intoxicated, let's say. So this is why I would advise being sober, emotionally, sexually, also in terms of substances as well. Obviously, that's a like a standard, non-negotiable. It's better to be sober because then you actually have a chance at, oh, what's the word? Discriminating whether this person is the right match for you or not, because ultimately you want to be in a long-term relationship. I'm assuming most women who are listening to my podcast, they want a some they want something real, right? So if you want something real, you have to be real, right? You have to be real. So you have to be a match to what you want. So if you want something real, you have to be real. And you're not numbing yourself to life through all of these different little addictions, right? Like these emotional intoxications, these sexual intoxications, because they are, right? They are very often. I'm guilty of this myself in the past, so I know exactly what I'm talking about, and I know that this is what we do. We, like humans, this is what we do, right? Especially if you have a kind of a more addictive personality, which I do, and I've definitely used love, emotion, like emotional connection and sexual connections in that way, in a kind of not so healthy way. And so I know how it goes. So if you have that kind of propensity to kind of numb out how painful life really is with relationships with other people, then it's paramount for you to be sober when you are dating. Otherwise, you're just setting yourself up for failure, right? Because you're not going to be able to distinguish who is whom, and you know, are they a match for you, or are they not a match for you? And you might just continue the same cycles over and over and over and over. And I know that this is not what you want, because, like I said, from my experience, also from my experience coaching hundreds of women, I know that deep down, we all want something true and real and lasting and long-term and committed and loving and safe, right? And exciting also, of course, passionate and all the juicy yummy things. But you can't get that when you are when you're not being real with yourself, when you're not being authentic and true and honest and like present, right? Because those emotional like, let's call them addictions, like little addictions or bigger addictions, right? Love addiction is a real thing, right? Sex addiction is a real thing. Emotional addictions are a real thing. So it may seem more innocent or more acceptable than like hard drugs or alcohol or any other kind of frowned upon in the society addictions, but it's still they're still addictions, even if they're mild or subtle or not that big, you know, not that big of a deal. If you are engaging in it, then it's a problem. And you know, if you want to get have something real, then this is the first step. So how do I propose to do that, right? To get sober. It's the same as getting sober from alcohol. You just avoid the thing. You avoid the trigger, right? You avoid the substance that causes you to be intoxicated. So it would look like some type of detox from dating, from relationships, from situationships, from delusionships, from any on all kind of ships, and just really let all of these attachments, all of these triggers, all of these little sneaky ways that kind of sabotage you in dating, let them fall off. And that would require a season, a period of what's the word? Like fasting, relationship fasting, or celibacy, or withholding, or just being by yourself, right? Because when you are dating sober, it's a completely different experience. It's you know, like all the dating experts and relationship experts, they say if it's exciting in the beginning, then that means it's a trauma bond and you should run and la 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 la. We've all heard this, right? But it doesn't necessarily, it's not necessarily true, right? Because you can meet the same person when you are like emotionally intoxicated for various reasons, right? Various maybe other situationships, relationships, unfinished business with an ex, whatever. And you can meet a person and be triggered out of your like sanity because you have all this stuff going on, right? And it's you, it's in you. And you'll be triggered by them mercilessly, well, just by the virtue of connecting with a new person, right? And you could meet the same person when you are sober, when you are clear, when you're authentically at peace with yourself, with your life, and you're not seeking distractions in other people, right? And so you meet the same person, and things are easy, things are smooth, things are peaceful, everything's somehow going well, and there's safety, and there's excitement, and there's joy, and passion, and curiosity, and all the things. And there can be two different experiences with the same person because you are the common denominator. So if you are finding the same patterns in your love life, you know, maybe you keep meeting men who you either don't find attractive, right? They don't, because they don't trigger all of that stuff that's happening, right? All of the emotional triggers. And you perceive that as lack of passion or lack of interest or boring, or you meet people who just trigger you like 150%, and you have these like 1 month flings and or 2 month flings or 3 month flings, and then it comes crashing and burning rapidly. That means it's you. It's you, and it's, you know, everything that gets triggered when you are dating, it's all in you. It's never the other person. Like the other person is just showing you, hey, like this is what you haven't cleaned up within yourself. Right? So if you really want to change, if you really want to experience something different in your love life, in your dating, you have to do something different. You can't be doing the same things over and over, expecting different results. It's just not going to happen. So you have to take some radical steps to shift your experience, right? And the thing is, if you don't do this inner work, right? If you don't do this like really hard, gruesome work of like doing away with your little or big addictions, because they are, right? We all have addictions. We all do to a certain extent, right? We all use things and people and experiences as a way to avoid facing ourselves or avoid facing whatever pain, whatever trauma, whatever discomfort there is within us, right? And the sooner you start to, the sooner you stop using substances or people or experiences or things to distract yourself, to avoid, to run away, the sooner you'll be able to meet yourself exactly as you are and be authentic, be real, right? Which is this whole thing. This is what this whole thing is about, being real, being authentic, right? But if you have a stuff of like a pile of stuff on top of you, if your energetic field is cluttered, it's cloudy with all the like little other people's energies and, you know, emotional attachments and sexual flings and other things. I'm not saying like there's no judgment here, none of it is bad, but it does have consequences, right? So I, you know, I'm not a saint. Like, I've been there, I've been there, I've done it all. Like, I know exactly what it's like, and I also know what it's like to be completely sober and just aware and authentic in a way that it's not just you know, me being wildly emotional and unhinged and unstable and saying, this is me, you should accept me as I am. If you don't accept me like this, you don't deserve me, blah 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 blah. No, just being absolutely how to say, yeah, real, authentic. This is the only thing that comes, and not be, because the thing is, let's compare it to, you know, being drunk. When you are drunk, it's not really you, right? Some people say or think that, oh, when I'm drunk, that's the real me that comes out. And yeah, it's the you that doesn't have any inhibitions, but the real, that's it's not really you, because you don't have the same level of reasoning. You don't have the same, you're not sober, right? So it's kind of like a warped, less inhibited version of you. And so it's the same with, you know, these like emotional addictions or sexual addictions, even if they are very subtle, so one way to know if you're if you have like a slight or a big addiction when it comes to love relating other people, is like, can you be alone? Can you be okay being alone? Can you be okay being alone for a month, for 3 months, for 6 months, for a year? Can you be okay with being alone for the rest of your life? And another like little test is, when you are feeling low, when you are feeling, you know, sad, lonely, depressed, do you like go on apps and try to find somebody to connect with? Or do you call your ex? Or do you know, just like try to meet new people because you're, you know, from that needy space, not from like, oh, okay, you know, this is a normal human need. Like, let me just go and meet up with friends and have some connection. It's more like, let me meet the person. Let me like go on the apps and find a new person to fill that void. You know, you can feel when there's this like unhealthy attachment to it. You can just feel it, and you know, I trust in you. I know that you can recognize this in yourself. So if that's what you, if you recognize that within yourself, you're gonna have to detox. You're going to have to detox, and this is especially true if you have a strong attachment to an ex. So I know something about this. I've had to really detox from an ex who I just fell so deeply in love with, and when we broke up, like, just my whole life fell apart, and it was really, really painful, and there was a lot of attachment, a lot of yeah, just emotional attachment and needing and wanting and that craving, right? So I've had to really detach and detox from that experience, because it was not healthy. It was not serving me, or I don't really like saying that, you know, it's not serving you, la la la. It's very like new agey, but you know, like, there are things which are not healthy for you, and it doesn't mean that, you know, it's bad or wrong or shameful, or you know, it means something about you. It's just that it doesn't really feel good. It doesn't really feel that good, and it's not in your like highest best interest. So anyway, if you are finding yourself in this kind of space, and you are dating and you want to be dating and attracting a different type of man, the first thing to do is really to clear the slate, and for real, like for real, clear the slate. Detox from men, detox from just relationships, relating, just any, you know, even if you watch these like trashy Netflix dramas, you know, with all the like relating drama, like detox from that also, because all of that just like pulls at your heartstrings, right? And pulls at this desire to be in a relationship, and it just like trashes you around in this like wild ocean of emotion. Right, and that's not, it's not good to be in so much like drama all the time. Right? When you are peaceful, when you are at peace and you're not being triggered all the time by all kinds of stimuli, whether that's actual people and going on different dates, or whether that's TV, or whether that's, even thinking about relationships and longing and wanting, like all of those things, they have to be detoxed. Because if you want an experience of a healthy, stable, safe, and also passionate, of course, that can be a part of it, relationship, you have to detox from the drama. You have to do a full, complete, like rehab detox from drama, from relationship drama. And for some of you, that might seem like a lot, right? Because this like toxic relationship culture is everywhere. It's everywhere. It's in all the TV, like all the TV shows. Like that's what they are based on because it makes money. Like it gives people drama. Like all these like what are these programs? Like the Netflix shows, like about marriage and love at first sight and all these. I don't want to promote them. You know exactly which ones I mean. All of these programs, they promote the drama. They're based on relationship drama, right? And if you are not stable within yourself, if your relational world and your relational experience is full of drama, it's just going to exacerbate it. It's just going to make it more dramatic for you, right? And it's like what you focus on expands, and what you feed yourself with, you reproduce, right? So you're gonna have to cut out all of these influences. And it's different when you are healthy and stable and you're not in the like toxic, wounded relationship paradigm. Then you can watch that stuff, because then it's like my sister's in the most wonderful marriage with the love of her life, and she watches these things sometimes because yeah, it's funny, it's dramatic, it's but it doesn't faze her, right? Because she's like well settled and her life is amazing in that regard. So when you are stable and healthy, you can, indulge in a little drama because it doesn't touch you in the same way. But when your own life and experience is drama filled, it's not good for you to be exposed to that, right? So you need peaceful influences, calming influences. It's exactly like you would detox from like substance addiction or abuse, right? It's exactly the same process. You would have to detox from it. And like I say, I've been there. I know what it's like. I know exactly what it's like, and I know exactly what it, like I know the denial that comes with it. It's like, no, I don't, it's not a problem. It's not a big thing. Like it's not an addiction. I'm not an addict, blah, blah, blah. It's not like a big, bad, shameful thing, but it is a thing. And it's so common. It's so common in our culture, especially amongst like the younger generation, younger people, because there's no, you don't really see positive influences and positive role models of how relationships should be. Most of what we see is drama, and that then creates the images in our head of what relationships are like or are supposed to be like. Especially if we hadn't had like a good image of a relationship growing up, right, with our parents. Most of the people now, most of the marriages nowadays, they fail, people get divorced, so that also influences how people perceive relationships. But anyway, I'm kind of going off on a tangent here, but I'm just saying all of this to say is that it's not bad or wrong, it's not shameful, it's not, you're not a bad person if you find yourself kind of enmeshed in the like the wounded relationship paradigm, right? The drama field. The drama filled f field. But it's your responsibility. Should you wish to accept it, it's your responsibility to get out of it, right? And to get out of it is to seek healthy influences and remove the unhealthy influences. And, you know, if this is where you are finding yourself and you would like support, you would like support from someone who's been there, who knows all the pitfalls, and who, you know, who has studied these things a lot extensively and who has a lot of experience guiding also other women and, you know, living through it myself, I would invite you to a connection call to see if we vibe, if we would like to work together. I often have spaces because I don't work that much. I like to keep my schedule pretty spacious and open and free. So I probably will have spaces at the time of this podcast airing. So if you would like to explore working together with me and really changing your dating landscape and how you approach dating and how you show up in dating, because your experience truly is a reflection of you. And very often, you know, we blame men and we say, oh, there's no good men left, everyone's toxic, everyone's unhealthy, but babe, it's you. Because you create your own reality, you create your own experience, and you attract the vibrational matches to who you are, right? So if you really want to find healthy, stable, secure, passionate love, you have to become the person. You have to go first. You have to be real. You have to be free from the drama, the toxicity, the unhealthy influences, and become the real, true, authentic, healthy you that can connect deeply with another without fear, without anxiety, without worries, without all of this like drama, without creating drama in your relationship. If that's what you want, come reach out to me. There's going to be links in the show notes. You can check out how I work, what I do. But I would just invite you to connect with me. I offer like free connection calls very often. So I always have spaces in my like monthly schedule for free connection calls. So just come and let's chat. Let's chat about who, like where you are, who you are, where you want to go, what your goals are, and I will help you get there. So that's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. It went in a direction I didn't really expect, but hey ho. It's always a surprise to me what comes out of my mouth as well. So yeah, if you enjoyed this, send it to a girlfriend. Maybe this will change somebody's life. And come connect with me. Come hang out with in my Facebook group as well, Feminine Energy Mastery. And that's it for this episode. I will see you in the next one. Kisses, hugs, bye-bye.